Hey, what's doing with Prairie Public Music News? I'm Eric Dethridge. I'm guessing Bob Dylan doesn't own a selfie stick. At a recent show in Vienna, Austria, the usually quiet legend took to the microphone to tell the crowd, quote, take pictures or don't take pictures. We can either play or we can pose, okay? End quote. So this happened after Bob took a tumble on stage, and as he gathered himself and picked his dignity off the floor, some enterprising fans broke out their cameras, probably wanting to document the moment for social media's sake. Well, Bob didn't like that. He then stood still for about 10 seconds in mock pose and then moved to the piano to bang out, "It takes a lot to laugh, it takes a train to cry." I mean, Bob really doesn't like smartphones being used at his gigs. Last year, he threatened to have ushers remove concertgoers who were using them at a show in New York. We know there was news yesterday that streaming numbers for Muse's Supermassive Black Hole and Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden have gone through the roof in the wake of that recently released photo of an actual supermassive black hole. Well, now Chris Cornell's audio slave bandmate Tom Morello says he is fully behind a circulating petition to get that said black hole named after the late Soundgarden frontman. Astronomers say the black hole, which is located in the M87 galaxy over 500 trillion kilometers away, is one of the biggest black holes that exists. One scientist even called it a monster. Chris Cornell, monster voice, supermassive black hole, monster. Yeah, it all kind of makes sense. We might have heard recently about Tucker Martin's Pacific Northwest studio and how it was burglarized and a ton of his vintage gear stolen. Well, now friends of the super producer who's worked with REM, Modest Mouse, Nico Case, Death Cab for Cutie, and many, many others, well, they're getting together for a benefit show that's being organized by the Decemberists, who will headline it too. It's taking place at the Crystal Ballroom in Portland, Oregon, June 3rd. So far, the only other band on the bill is Blind Pilot, but there will be more to come later. Decemberist bassist Nate Query started a GoFundMe page for Martin and his wife, Laura Veers, and so far they've raised over $31,000 of their $55,000 goal. On this day in music history, April 18th, 2006, a line from U2 hit One was voted the UK's favorite lyric in a VH1 poll. That line, "One life with each other, sisters, brothers." Birthdays today, the late Skip Spence of Moby Grape, and Echo and the Bunnymen bassist Les Pattinson. And that is a wrap for Music News for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on.